From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
You might have heard of broken windows policing. Strictly punish even small crimes because they lead, the theory goes, to bigger crimes. In the mid-1990s, New York City took that approach to the subway system. Back then, more than 10% of subway riders were jumping the turnstiles, not paying their fare. And the city sent hundreds of cops to crack down on the problem. Today, fare evasion is the most common criminal charge in Manhattan, with nearly 10,000 arrests a year. But as Marketplace's Ryan Kailath reports, that is about to change.
More than 5 million people ride New York's subway every day. Today, transit officials say just about 1% of them skip the fare. But cracking down has unintended consequences.
What we're doing isn't working.
Cyrus Vance is the district attorney of Manhattan. He says the same people are arrested for fare evasion over and over, which means jailing them isn't effective. Starting this fall, his office will no longer prosecute.
It's not a criminal justice issue. It's an economic issue.
Tina Luongo is chief defender at the Legal Aid Society. She says fare evasion is a crime of poverty. Most offenders have had to choose between paying for the subway or paying for food or something else essential. On the flip side,
there is a cost, a very expensive cost, to putting somebody through the criminal justice system.
The city's independent budget office estimates that prosecuting fare evasion costs the city more than $24 million a year. It would cost roughly a tenth of that to give the offenders free subway access.
So you're paying. You may not feel it. It may not come out of your pocket right away, but you're paying for it.
DA Cyrus Vance says he'd rather be prosecuting more serious crimes, like domestic violence or driving under the influence. And that with turnstile jumping, the punishment doesn't fit.
If you drive down the FDR Drive at 80 miles an hour, you're going to get a speeding ticket. And if you jump over a turnstile in Midtown Manhattan, you go to jail.
Detractors have argued that halting prosecution will create a subway free-for-all. Vance disagrees. He says his office has reduced intakes for minor broken windows crimes like drinking in public by 25% in the past 4 years. And
many of the same questions were raised about, are we going to have a spike in crime if we reduce these low-level cases? The answer is we haven't. The city of Manhattan has gotten safer, and I think we've demonstrated that there is a way forward that's simply better.
Brooklyn and Queens are looking into decriminalizing fare evasion as well. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.